Newmarket Today welcomes letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Doug Ford called a snap election this February, at the cost of $150 million, to ensure another 4 years in power, stating that he needed a strong mandate to counter President Donald Trump tariffs on Canadian products. Confronting the tariffs and President Trump is really the purview of the Prime Minister in discussion with the 10 provinces, 3 territories, Indigenous councils and businesses. Premier Ford is one of many advisors. Yes, the tariffs are frightening, but this election is not about one issue. It is about 7 years of regression in climate change, healthcare, and education. So, let's lift the tariff veil that is covering a lack of vision and failed promises for the Progressive Conservative Party. In the past 7 years, this party has promised to cut gas prices, which lasted 6 months with a lost revenue of $645 million. Keep the cost of housing down and build 1.5 million houses over 10 years. Housing costs have soared and very few houses have been built. Build Highway 413, a 52-kilometer, 4-to-6-lane highway that will cost the people of Ontario $10 billion, cover 200 acres of prime farmland, as well as cause urban sprawl, increasing greenhouse gas emissions, and affect endangered species. Many revisions to keep long-term care facilities safe have not been implemented or monitored. Nearly $900 million less was spent on education at a time when there are teacher shortages, a greater need for special needs students, and a backlog in building repairs. There is a huge deficit in healthcare and more privatization of essential services costing more money to vulnerable people. Doug Ford said he was thrilled that Donald Trump had been elected president, a convicted felon, misogynist, serial liar, investigated for inciting a riot that stormed the Capitol, killing a police officer and injuring many others. This shows a lack of leadership insight. It is obvious that we need a change in Ontario. Voter turnout in the last election was the lowest in history, with only 43.5% of eligible voters voting. Let us remember that thousands of men and women gave their lives in 2 world wars for freedom. Part of that freedom is the right to vote. When we vote, we use our voices to express our needs and hopes for our province and country. Please let us get out with the largest turnout in history this time and vote for a much-needed change. Sharon Willen, Aurora.